plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Darlings, how are you today? It is Wednesday, November 14th, and it is chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Winter came.
Chilly.
Welcome to the Cityspell Show. You've got your three girls here with you. You've got me, Lisa. We've got the beautiful, effervescent Teresa T. And hello, darling, adorable Ashley.
Hello, doll.
Angel face.
Angel face is here. So, my darlings, how are you?
I'm awesome.
What did you do in the last 2 weeks? We have not been on for 2 weeks. Can you guys believe it? First time we had issues with
technical.
Well, you know, power outages. Thank you, Sandy. So poor Josh couldn't produce for us, so we didn't get to go on for Samhain. We did not get to come on, but you know what? We've got lots to talk about. And then last week, poor Josh, he's been through the ringer. Our wonderful, amazing Superman producer, his little boy ended up having to go into the emergency room last week, so we couldn't go on we didn't have a show last week either. So we're super excited to be back, and we're so grateful and thankful that Josh and his little guy is okay. I know he's not little, but he's, you know,
to him he's little,
right? And I mean, you're always going to be my little girl,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, always little.
Mm-hmm. So we're just super excited to be back.
Yay.
So what has gone on, you guys? We haven't really talked. So, T, what have you been up to? Which, by the way, our darling poor little Teresa is sick today. We're really thankful that she could even be on the show because she is so sick. But the cool thing, if you listen to her voice, she sounds like a male sex worker.
Woo!
Do I really? That'll be $29.95. Thank you very much. Memory. I'm having trouble with my memories. Well, let's just put it this way. I did go to, it's called the Salt Cave in Minneapolis. And I was having a lot of issues breathing and all this crap, you know. And so I went to see if it would help, because you go in there and it's this nice place, and you go in this room and it's just wall to wall Himalayan salt bricks all around you. And on the floor is entirely covered in Himalayan salt crystals. And you go in there and you sit on zero gravity chairs. So, you know, I sit on this thing and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to relax. And I go back a little and it's like, oh no, you're going all the way back. And I went shicing, you know, as I almost hit the floor. And then they shut down the lights and they've got this ambient music playing with the waves and all this. And you're just getting so relaxed, and he dims the lights and all of a sudden you hear the aerosol thing going. And what it is they're pumping Himalayan salt in a vaporized form, and you're breathing this stuff in and it clears. Is it what?
Does it have like a scent? Does it smell like anything?
No, you don't smell anything. It doesn't smell like anything. but it's like super awesome. I think it's called haliotherapal, whatever that is. But it alleviates symptoms of asthma, allergies, respiratory problems, anxiety, and a bunch of other ailments. And they had had a sale or a special offer last week for people with COPD. And they would get a free session. And it's a 45-minute session. And so I went in because, you know, I do have the COPD. Way fun. And I had went in there and my chest was like really tight and it felt like there was this elephant sitting on me and couldn't breathe out of my nose. And this has been going on for a couple months. And so I went in and did it and I came out of there and I was totally amazed.
Wow.
Because the tightness was gone in my chest, the heaviness was gone, and I had this huge burst of energy, which I've been kind of like dead for like 2 weeks energy-wise. So I absolutely loved it. Not everyone has that quick of a response to it, obviously, but I did because I was sucking in air like you wouldn't believe because I wanted it to work. So I signed up for 3 more sessions and I go again tonight or this afternoon.
How much is it regularly?
It's $30 for a 45-minute session.
That's it?
That's it. And I highly recommend it to anybody. Whether you're having, if you've got a winter cold on you, you got bronchitis or something, I suggest you go in there because it will help immensely. And they're really nice when you go in there. And they also sell salt lamps and the salt and stuff. And but yeah, I can't say enough about it. It's
I thought for sure you were going to say like $60 or $75. That's so cheap.
Hey, but it's really a nice price.
It is.
It's at 4811 Nicollet Avenue South in Minneapolis.
So if you Googled it, would they just do like Salt Cave, Minnesota or something like that?
It's saltcaveminnesota.com.
Oh, wow. Okay. I nailed that. That was an accident.
are all the workers like just super healthy all the time?
I have no clue. I was only there once. But the one guy that was there when I went, he was super nice. I just adore him. Especially when he opened the door and I came out feeling fabulous. That was like awesome. I can't recommend this place highly enough. And they just opened like 3 months ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say, I could see it helping your dad. When, you know, especially after he's had a procedure or if he's had any surgery or whatever.
Well, he just had his second chemo like last Monday. And it really, this one took a lot out of him. The first one that he did, he was great. This one, it was more of a challenge. So I think that this sounds like the perfect place to take him. It will help with his breathing and the anxiety. Mm-hmm. Teresa, thank you. God. And I know he opened that.
They do private sessions, too. It's a little bit more expensive.
But, it sounds like it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would love to have one of these rooms in my house. Let's put it that way.
How many people go in at a time? I mean,
they can do up to 6 people in there, I think, is how many they put in. They also do, they have special sessions with options to do yoga when you're in there, meditation, and then they have children's story time where you can bring your kids in there too.
See, Ash, I can bring you too.
Yeah. But yeah, it just amazed me. I mean, my inhalers didn't work as well as sitting in this room. And then I had the added bonus of, you know, lick your cheek and it's kind of salty. But, you know...
It's my kind of
Yeah, I love the place. I love it. Highly recommend it.
I don't know if
and that's the Salt Cave, Minneapolis. Thank you.
I just think that sounds really cool. So I'm gonna look that up, and I think I'm gonna bring my dad there. That just sounds like the perfect.
Yeah, I would highly recommend your dad go there.
And I don't know if you can hear in the background, but we're actually recording from Ashley's house tonight, because she's making me this delightful dinner, and she's got her two puppies here, Nina and Bear, and they're being rambunctious. So you go from having Bear be in heat all the time to rambunctious puppies. So I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you never know when mine'll bark. I mean, mine may bark at any moment because they heard a leaf blow outside.
And we did get to hear Superman's guinea pig squeaking a little bit ago, too.
Yes.
It's a big family affair.
We love our little animals. So, yeah, that's pretty much what the only thing that I can really think of, other than doing major repairs in the house. And that's a fun fiasco. I live in a mobile home. So we have a hot water heater issue, and the floors are literally falling out.
Not good.
And yeah, so it's like two rooms we've been having to totally replace the flooring and put in new toilets and all this. And yeah, that's fun, and it's still not done.
Ugh.
So yay.
Yay, that doesn't sound like I'm getting my toes licked right now.
Oh,
life could
Say
not be
bye,
better.
Oh God,
little bear, my little grandpa bear is licking my toes. That's
second. Just a little kinky there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ash,
yeah, to start,
you've had quite the exciting last couple
I
of weeks.
Did okay. So first off, totally took a 3-year-old trick or treating, and it was amazing. Seriously, quite literally, so awesome, because they just give you free candy, but they give you more candy if the kid is cute.
And Connor's cute.
Yes, and like uses please and thank you, so we just rocked the house on that one.
Mm. Yeah, baby.
Cute Connor story.
Which one?
Well, that's true. There was a lot, but
yeah.
That was a super cute one.
There are two, probably. But the one, he was dressed up as Batman for Halloween, which is awesome. Yeah, superheroes. And we go up to the house, and the guy opens the door, and he says, trick or treat, which is cute. And then the guy says, who are you? And he says, I, Connor. And then he was like, no, you're Batman, but that was a good try. Well, that was really awesome.
Good answer.
I know, it was. And we went trick-or-treating, blah, 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 and then fast forward to, you all know, we had the election, which,
woo!
Yeah,
woo!
We're pumped on this end over
yes,
here,
we are.
But I went to the DFL party,
the official DFL
yeah,
party,
where they had, like, all of our representatives there. They had our governor and mayor and
Didn't
Senate
Didn't the mayor
people.
Get, like, body surfed or something like that?
You just took my story, thank you.
But I didn't actually know that.
Right. So we go there, and our mayor, who is Mayor R.T. Rybeck, he's awesome. I guess last time there was an election, he crowd surfed. Well, this time I was there, and I was up front and center right by the podium, and he calls us all over, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And he's like, we love crowd surfing. So then his, like, 70-plus-year-old mother jumped onto the crowd, and we helped boost them up, and then he jumped in too, and we boosted him through the crowd, and they took video of it, and I'm on USA Today, so if you scope me out, let me know. It's like, where's Ashley, where's Waldo? It's delightful. And then
his 70-year-old mother did it too?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
That's
she
awesome.
Was the first one, and the biggest smile of
way to go, Grandma.
I know.
That's
it was amazing.
So cool.
Oh, it was awesome. So, and then we also went to, for Veterans Day, we went to the Vikings game, and we got to be part of the card stunt, which is really cool, you know, where they say, thank you, veterans,
oh,
and stuff.
Cool.
So it was awesome.
That's because Ashley's fiance is a vet.
Yeah, he is. Also, thank you all veterans. If you haven't been told it enough, you deserve it every single day. And that has been my weeks. And that was a dog, if you didn't hear that. Sorry.
That's the annoying Roxy dog.
Oh, yes. Speaking of veterans, dear, I just noticed a post on Facebook tonight that they are having a free Thanksgiving Day celebration for members of the military, veterans, and their families.
Oh.
And it's at Bobby and Steve's Auto World in 1221 Washington Avenue South, Minneapolis.
That's right off of 94, you guys.
Yeah, so it's November 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m., and you just register at www.don'tcallmeskip.com or call 763-503-4797 for more information. I think that's awesome.
Me too.
That's amazing.
We'll put that on our website, that information on our website as well.
I love it.
You know, that's one thing I didn't think about Thanksgiving. Normally, when I was up in Sauk Center, I would volunteer for the vets up there and help feed the vets, but I'm going to have to find something down here.
Yeah, if they have a feed the vets thing, I would go with you.
Would you?
Yeah, because we were talking about going to like a homeless shelter, but feeding vets.
All right, I will find something.
I don't know if you've seen my post yet or not, but till the end of November or whatever, as a small token of thanks to all our veterans and military people, I am offering 11 free one-hour healings. Veterans or people in our military service.
That is amazing!
T, can I bring my dad to you?
Yes, you surely may.
Thank you.
Yay!
Oh, I just love you. Thank you so much.
Yes, you surely may. So you can just contact me at 763-688-5176. That's my cell phone number. And I can set something up. Because, you know, they need the appreciation, too.
Yes, they absolutely do.
I so agree.
My dad, he was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's that's still one of, like, the highlights of his
mm-hmm.
Speaking of my dad, did we talk about, in the last show, I can't remember even when we did it, but about my dad getting to go fly?
No. Yeah, I saw the pictures!
Oh, it was so cool. So my dad, who is... you guys probably know by now, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And, you know, it's not good. But so what we're trying to do for him is, like, give him lots of really cool memories. So when we were at my sister's house a couple of Thursdays ago, he was talking about how, you know, my dad used to have his pilot's license and one way that he'd be able to get into the ladies' pants, which I guess is he would take them flying up to, he would fly them from the cities up to Duluth for dinner. And I'm sure that was quite the aphrodisiac, you know?
For sure.
So he's always been a flyer. So what we did for him was we brought him to Fleming Field and we had this all set up where he was able to fly the actual B-13 bomber that was in the movie Tora, Tora, Tora. And it was when he got down, I mean, they put him in the flight suit. He flew this thing. They did maneuvers and he was actually flying. And it was like so amazing for him.
The joy on that man's face is overwhelming. He was so happy just looking at that picture.
He said that was actually on his bucket list and we had no idea. So it was just a joy. It was just the coolest. I don't know. It was
perfect.
It was such a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then last weekend he got to go to, I don't remember what the gun range was. I declined on going to this one, but he got to shoot a Tommy gun, you know, those like gangster guns. Because my dad's a gun collector, so he's well-versed. I grew up actually shooting guns. I'm not a fan of them anymore, but I actually grew up going to the gun ranges and shooting. So that was like a really cool thing for him too. So we're trying to make as many memories as we possibly can. We're actually going to be going to Hawaii in January because he's always wanted to see the Arizona.
Wonderful.
So we're doing everything we can in the amount of time that we have with him to just make, you know, some really cool memories. So for what else? Did you do anything else over the last 2 weeks, Ash?
No.
No?
I can't remember. It's been busy.
I know. It really has.
You?
Me. Well, I had a few blonde moments, like today.
A few?
Yeah.
Just a few?
Yeah. A few. At my job, I've been going through a lot of classes and testing. like for my series 7 and 66 and health and life and accident and all these, you know, certifications and licensings that I need. And so one of them was an annuities test, which I passed with flying colors. I got 93%, woo. And then I had to do a mutual fund test and I got 80%. Well, passing was 80%, so I just barely squeaked by, but I got there. So, you know, I'm on like major information overload. My brain can't take it anymore. So today I, oh yeah, that was the alarm, or Ashley's clock going off. Sorry about that. So today I go into work. I'm like, good morning. Everything's happy. Yada, yada, yada. So I'm sitting there working for like an hour and one of the staff comes in. They're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm working. And they're like, you're supposed to be off today because you and Melissa and Kim agreed to work yesterday on like a skeleton crew because I didn't even know that we were supposed to be closed, but we worked on a skeleton crew and last week I had agreed to work that yesterday and then take today off. I totally forgot about taking the day off and I went to work anyway and I got sent home. So I actually got a lot done today though. I hung pictures. Last night I totally cleaned my house like no other. It was, oh, the dogs are gonna go crazy. So my house is completely spotless. I put my music on and my headphones and I rocked out all night long where there is not even a dust bunny anywhere. So I hung pictures today. My friend Karen came over. Oh, you guys all know Karen. She came over with some really fun news. And then my aunt came over. She called me. She's like, I'm coming over for a cup of tea. Okay. I had her this close to having her on the show tonight. I mean, she was literally this close. She's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, come on. Everybody would love to hear from you. We talk about you all the time. She's like, oh, okay. And then she went, oh, wait a minute. No. I'm like, why? And she goes, well, because then everybody will know my voice. And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? Apparently she works, because where she works, she talks on the phone all the time, and she'll, like, go to the grocery store, and people will be, they'll recognize her from her voice.
Oh.
She's like, I don't know if I want to be on your Witchy Poo show, because everybody already recognizes my voice anyway. I was like, whatevs.
Yeah, whatevs.
So we almost had Aunt Kathy on the show, but she declined, because she didn't want people to recognize her voice. What else have I done?
We could have put a little voice thing on her that changes her voice.
Oh, we could have made her sound like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. But, oh, and she told me that they divorced like 5 years ago, but my ex-uncle, who died like 4 years ago, she went into her email that she hasn't gone into for months. And back in March, she received 12 emails from him.
What?
And he's been dead for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
I know. She's like, can you explain it? And I'm like, was it spam? And she's like, nope.
I mean, someone's trying to talk from the grave, obviously.
She went to his funeral. I mean, she identified the body. But 12 emails, and they were not spam.
Were they like, I love you and stuff like that?
Like, thinking of you and wanted to say hello. Shit, like, I mean, just, so, crap.
Damn. Twice.
$20. $20. There goes the cuss jar.
Oh, yeah.
That is so amazing.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So did that. I don't know how to explain that because I've never heard of email from beyond the grave other than in
I have.
Am I allowed to interject something here?
Of course.
What it could be is it was caught in whatever server he had, say 4 years ago before he died. It could have been caught in whatever server, and whenever his ISP was doing a purge, they would have sent any unsent emails. So if it had just been caught in their server, or possibly even just sitting in a spam filter somewhere, it could have been sent years later. I've actually done that where I sent my wife an email and she didn't get it for almost a year.
Well, poo. I'm going with it was him coming back from the grave.
That's why I'm interjecting the science explanation.
That's you, Josh.
Josh is our debunker and we love him for that.
But also I love the thought.
I do too.
And I'm going to stick with Teresa on this one.
Well, I know for me, when I cross over, I plan on sending Ashley all kinds of text messages and emails, and I'll send them to you guys too because I love all of you almost as much as Ashley.
Oh, wow. I get more love quotient.
Yes, you do. You get
Thank
way
you.
More.
What You'll else? Just see me sometime when you're in the shower. I'll come pop in on you.
You would, too. And
I would.
Bathrooms are supposed to be spook-free, but, you know.
But they never are.
I know, and I've seen you naked, so I guess you could see me naked, too.
Yeah, I suppose.
She even took a picture for me.
Oh, cute.
Yep, had a big orb on my butt cheek, too.
Well, because I dared her to go run outside naked, and she's like, I never turned down a dare.
You know, I was having a hot flash. It was the middle of winter. I said, oh, I feel like just running outside naked in the cold air. And she goes, I dare you. I double dog dare you.
And she did
So, you know, got on my bathrobe. My husband and I went outside, ripped off the bathrobe in the middle of the night, mind you. And I ran through the backyard like a little naked nymph. And he took the picture and I sent it to your mother.
Thank you for that. It's delightful.
You're welcome.
As long as you keep good on your dares, I mean, that's awesome.
Oh, no, she never turns down a dare, ever.
Oh, there's some dares that I would turn down.
Okay, none of my dares so far. Oh, you know what I was thinking? Remember, okay, so was it last Sunday, T? T and I were watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, I love that show.
I know. But do you remember back in the day when you and I would watch movies together, but we were in separate places?
Yeah, we would watch them online.
Yep, we would watch all these movies together, and we'd be typing and we'd be laughing, and I'm like, oh my god, did you see that? Well, of course, because we were like a second apart. That's what last Sunday reminded me of, when we were both watching The Walking Dead at the same time, but it was we were texting each other.
That's
instead.
So nerdy.
Yeah, but you started giving me spoilers before I got it on the Amazon.
I couldn't help it. Those were bad.
They were evil.
They were. How can you not say, oh my god, did you? I can't believe that. And she's like, what? I'm like. I love spoilers.
Yeah, but you just leave it open like they go, oh my god, it's weird.
You don't
and it's
understand.
Like, of course I'm gonna ask you what it is. For all I know, some spirit hot dude came and gave you a tongue kiss. I don't know, you know. Oh my god.
We try to take her to movies or to watch new shows, and all she does is look up the spoilers and ruins the movie. No. I like seeing reactions on people. I love it. I like, oh, is that scary? Oh, she was scared by it. Oh, that was a super cute moment. And she'll be like, meep, I already knew about it. Meep, meep.
See, but that's why you have to take her to a movie and never, ever tell her where you're going.
Yes, but what about new shows? How about that?
Well, then you just don't tell her about it. You just go, oh, come on over to mom. We're going to sit and have some wine and chit-chat and watch a little bit of TV. But you never tell her it's a brand new show.
I did go to one movie that I didn't know the spoiler. I don't remember what it was. It was a long time ago. But
see, there we go. Ruiner of movies.
Wait, no. I went to go see with Ron.
James.
James Bond, the new one, mm-hmm. Skyfall or whatever, yeah. And I did not know. And I actually stayed awake.
Really?
I'd only had like an hour of sleep, and so I thought for sure I was going to be like, oh, this is going to be my nap time. I actually stayed awake, and I enjoyed it.
Oh.
The one dude in there, he's blonde, but he's normally not. He looks better not. Just saying.
The James Bond character?
No, not James
Bond.
Oh,
I was like,
I thought it was good, and I'm pretty sure that my dad was there at the same time, only just in a different theater. Cause mm-hmm. Anyway, what else did I do? Josh wants to know, why are all women gooey over Daryl Dixon with a baby?
You know what? He's supposed to be one of the bad, hard, bleeped guys, and, you know, he's supposed to be on his own, and it's showing that he has a heart, that there's more to him than... you know, Mr. Tough Guy. And sorry, but that just, you know, makes our little hearts go pitter-patter.
I'm pretty sure I ovulated. And I had a hysterectomy 11 years ago, so I don't know how that happened, but when
that
I saw him with that baby, I'm like, oh
my god.
He's so cute.
Mm-mm.
Whatevs. You just don't know.
No. I'm just waiting for him to start breastfeeding.
I don't think I'd like that.
But my thing is where are they going to find powdered milk for that baby?
Oh, they did. Oh, oops.
I told you. Did I not guess it? They were going to find it in the cafeteria.
Nope.
Did I not tell you that? Okay, they did, didn't they? I haven't watched it yet, but I'll let you. You can tell me that one.
I can tell you that one? Okay, they raided a preschool.
Oh, they went outside of the...
They went outside. Cute dude that I ovulated over and the lady that gave the cesarean section to the mom.
Maggie,
thank you.
And wasn't it convenient that there was a preschool nearby?
Yes, with no dead people, but a possum.
But a possum and powdered milk.
A possum and powdered milk. So dinner for
now. Did they have?
Daryl ate the possum too.
Yeah,
well, of course he would. I mean, that's smart. You got to eat something.
Yeah.
But so, did they get enough formula to last till the baby has teeth?
No, there was only like 2 cans of it.
Well, it's
the Walking Dead show.
Oh, sorry.
This is true. Next, they're gonna have some, you know, zombie woman who is still pushing out breast milk, and they're gonna feed baby breast milk, zombie breast milk.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
But the thing is, then baby would become a zombie.
This is just way too much.
Sorry.
Because I don't watch the show.
You should.
No, she hates scary movies, much less scary shows. She is not a fan.
No.
In fact, you know what I did to her one time? I don't even remember what it was, but I looked up on my phone a picture of, you know that Hellraiser movie, that Pinhead dude?
Yep.
Okay, so I pulled it up on my phone when she was driving, and I went, and I showed it to her. I'm showing you like you can see my hands, but you can't. But I put it in front of her face. And she was like, "Wow, Mom!" And she swerved. She is not a fan of anything of the horror genre.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to watch American Horror Story, but it's so graphic and so scary. It's hard to watch. But the storyline is so good. I'm so conflicted because I have nightmares. So
yeah.
Do you guys want to hear a funny one?
Yes.
My business partner and friend Hank Carlson's a former FX guy. He used to work on movies like Army of Darkness and Mind Warp and a bunch of the like Drew Barrymore direct to video movies she did in the early 90s and stuff. Mm-hmm. He worked on the Cinema Snob movie, and one thing he had to do was put an axe in a guy's head. So what they did was they took photographs of it and then sent it to this guy's girlfriend without telling her it was special effects.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's evil.
So evil, yeah.
That's evil.
That's evil.
And it looked completely realistic. For about 5 minutes, she thought Brian was dead.
Oh my god!
That's awful.
That's a good story because
somebody would be getting the big B slap. Boom! Yeah. Right upside the head.
Boom!
Oh my god, that's awful.
Wow, that's a good story, Josh. Damn.
Speaking of Josh. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Josh is going to have a book coming out.
What?
Really?
Well, that's if you get the move in there, Agent Girl.
Agent Girl got it done. Hello.
Seriously? Well, Agent Girl didn't tell me this.
Surprise!
I kind of wanted your reaction.
Bah!
Oh, another evil person in the world. There you go. Well, congratulations, Josh.
I don't even know the details yet, so I don't know what I'm being congratulated on, because Agent Girl should tell me this.
Well, you should probably come up with a name.
Chadley.
What is our book about?
Josh, what is your book about?
I have a weekly column that I write called Sanity is Razor Thin over at Geek Juice Media. And assuming, like I said, I don't know all the details yet, we're going to try and collect those with new updates. And I'm going to leave in all the spelling errors and the editorial errors and the grammatical errors that I had initially, and I'm going to have new updates, and I'm going to have the guy that runs the website, Alex Jowski, write some intros for each one of these two about whether he agreed with me, whether I was totally full of shit or whatnot.
So hopefully,
and the column is called Sanity is Razor Thin, and I write it every week.
And it's a very good column. Josh, Superman, where can people read your column?
GeekJuiceMedia.com.
So congratulations, Superman. You are going to be a published author.
We'll talk about that when we get off mic.
Okay. I filmed an episode of Pagan Living Television, PLTV.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun. Hair and makeup. Hair and makeup was a blast. Guess who did my hair and makeup?
Who?
The lady that did the hair and makeup for the people on Star Trek.
Star Trek!
Really?
Which Star Trek? The good ones or Enterprise or Voyager, which were not good?
Shatner people.
Oh, classic Trek.
Yeah. It was.
Did you look all Vulcan?
Actually, I'm not going to lie. When she was done with me, I went in the bathroom and I added more mascara because she's like, we need to go with a natural look. I'm like, okay, I don't do natural. I need eyelashes. So
you need Tammy Faye Baker.
Not Tammy Faye Baker eyelashes.
Not
quite that bad, but she was very natural, but I needed more mascara. So when I came out, she's like, little one, and even though we're like, she's like, we're going to have a talk about this mascara stuff. And I said, yes, we are, because I'm going to keep adding it every single time. So you might as well get used to it. And then she gave me a hug and kissed me on the head. She's so sweet.
Little one.
But TV was super fun.
I was going to say, Lisa, back when I worked in that movie Feed the Fish, you guys familiar with Vanessa Branch?
Nope.
No.
She's the Orbitz Gum fabulous lady.
Oh, I love her.
Okay. Yes.
In the commercial, she does lots of voices for video games and things like that. Well, she's the ostensive villain in this movie. And so I was in the basement of a hospital talking to her, and she's British, obviously, in real life. So Tony Shalhoub's sister is putting her makeup on, and she's one of those people that's able to change accents like that. She read an entire paragraph with a different accent for every other for every sentence. It's creepy to hear people do that.
That is very cool.
She was also really, really nice too.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So she was fabulous, I should say.
Fabulous. So at PLTV, you know, I'm used to like pushing up the sleeves and helping, and you know, they're putting the sets together, and I'm like, what can I do to help? And they kept saying, nothing, go sit down, you're talent. And I'm like, I'm really not, I can help, my arms aren't broken. No, you need to go sit down because you're the talent. And they kept bringing me water and asking me if I needed anything. Can I get you this? Can I get you that? And I'm like, seriously, my arms are not broken. Do not treat me like anything different than, but it was.
Lise, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I can explain that legally.
It was unnerving.
Lisa, if it was a union shoot, if they are unionized in the least, a different union cannot do anything for a different department. Such as on a movie, the prop department cannot help out lighting, even if lighting needs it. Things like that. So if you are considered the talent, the union probably says the talent cannot help do anything legally.
Then they don't want you to sweat and get your makeup all icky.
She did keep touching me up. But it was fun. And Samhain. Samhain for me normally, well, Samhain for me in the past like 5 years has always been my wedding anniversary, so I've taken that holiday back.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
It is no longer my wedding anniversary. It is back to our favorite holiday. And normally, before the biggest error of my life, the girls and I and Teresa, she's participated as well, we've gotten together and we've had rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, you know, healings, and it's all about, you know, acknowledging your ancestors, those who have passed. This Samhain, Ashley and Heather, and Kayla's not home yet, but she will be by the end of the month. They're both like, it's ritual night. And Ashley came over, and I was more just reflective that night. I wasn't in the mood to do rituals. I was more in the mood to just be. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely wonderful. Now, next year, all bets are off. But this year, it was really nice to just take it back.
Yeah.
It was nice. Ash, she still came over, and we had a delightful night. It was a calm night. It was really good.
And me and the Be Merry girls and some of the ladies from the Idyssey, we went out and we were looking for a certain spot that you're not supposed to be at to honor ancestors. But amazingly, we couldn't find it. It is so well hidden. So we ended up at Como.
Como?
Yep, and we had a bonfire out at Como.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we were playing our little drums and all that, and we were just having a nice little time, just probably about 8 of us, and just, you know, doing our intentions into the fire and all sorts. And I was, you know how I like to take pictures of fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got one when we were, finally, we had put in these wheats, the tall wheat and corn stalks,
mm-hmm.
dried ones, and we put them into the fire. And I started taking pictures, and it just looked like a woman coming right out of the flames.
Oh,
it was awesome.
You need to post that.
Oh, it's on my Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's post it on the site so people can see it.
Yeah. Oh,
speaking of posting, do you remember Kevin Urbanczyk?
Yes.
And he is all about fairies, and we talked about, you know, your fairy picture. We were supposed to have him on the show tonight, but we have pretty much run out of time, so we're not going to be able to do that. So what we're going to do is I think we should have him on the show next week. What do you think?
Sounds because good to me.
He's got all kinds of really interesting information. And he is, and his wife Donna was going to be on the show as well. And as you know, he is the founder of ROMPS, who is the Ring of Minnesota Pagans. And more people have been added to that as well, by the way. And they've just done so many really cool events in the last couple of weeks, which I have not been able to make even one of them. But I promise I will. So if you guys are listening, I promise I will make some of these events, but it's just been a little bit crazy and busy. So what else? We do not have any spells for you tonight, and there is a reason for it.
Yep.
What's the reason, ladies?
Mercury retrograde.
Freaking retrograde. I swear to God, we're in one all the freaking time.
And
so,
I think it goes till the 28th of this month.
Yeah, I think it does too.
Oh, what? Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah. So if you're noticing people are really cranky and angry and stuff, there's also something with another planet that's wonky. I can't remember if it's Saturn or Jupiter, but it's bringing out the anger and stuff in people too.
I want to say it's Jupiter, but I'm not positive about that.
So just be aware, be extra aware of the people that are really ticking you off.
Well, it's not just ticking you off. It's affecting it.
Oh yeah.
Retrograde affects anything that has anything to do with communications, whether it be computers or phones or your, you know, fighting with people or you're misinterpreting what people have said or, you know, text, anything that has anything to do. Oh,
it explains so much.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, and it started on election day.
Yeah. So what you are not supposed to do during a retrograde, by the way, is A, spells, because those could go wildly awry and just backfire and you'll get the absolute opposite of what you want. Also, don't sign contracts or anything that's like legally binding during this time, because that's just a terrible time to do it. Just anything that has anything to do with communication, just if you're fighting with your partner or you're misunderstanding stuff, I almost said the SH word and would have had to add more money to the damn or the darn.
Every time, people.
You know what? At PLTV, they're doing like a gag reel thing, and all of my bloopers are me cussing. Every single one.
My father was a sailor.
And you know what? I have the mouth of a sailor. I cuss every other word. Yet.
It's me that owes probably
Yeah, you owe something like $80 now.
At least. What was I saying? Oh, so when we were at my sister's house for dinner with my dad last Thursday, I looked at my phone and it said it was like Tuesday at 6 something, and it was Thursday at something ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm like, Ashley, look at this. And I'm showing her my phone. I'm like, see, stinking retrograde. So it affects everything.
Yeah. And our phones are like going crazy right now. It's, oh, retrograde is so long. My gosh.
It is. It's awful.
Ugh.
So do not do any spells, and just remember to give the benefit of the doubt a lot more right now, because you may be hearing things that's not really what people meant.
especially in the political realm. Right now, they are absolutely insane out there.
Yeah, they really are. Oh, T, you want to... retrograde is when Mercury is appearing to go backwards around the sun. It's not really going backwards, but it appears that way, and it just affects everything. And I always used to be like, Mercury in retrograde, whatevs, that's not real. But now, if I don't know that it's coming up, I'll notice that things are going wonky, and I'm like, are we in a retrograde? And I'll look it up online, and sure as crap, we are. So I can totally tell. And I'm not a huge, astrology person, but as a Gemini, it totally messes with us so bad. I mean, it messes with everybody, but Geminis, it's really nasty. It's ugly.
Yep.
T, didn't you say something earlier about, 47 states wanted to secede?
Oh, well, somebody had posted it was, 47, but the last story update at 4:15 p.m. was that there are 39 states, that there are people who are petitioning the government to become separate, to no longer be part of the United States. They want to be their own little sovereignty. And I'm like, Lordy, you people are losing your minds.
Josh, what do you think of this?
I think it's really funny, and here's why. Attempted secession from the United States is a treasonous offense and punishable by death. So all these people who are trying to secede from the United States, technically, Obama now has the right to kill them legally. Because it's considered treason. Any governor or any official that endorses it is considered a treasonous individual to the United States of America. Or what we could do, and this would make a great movie, we let the states that want to, just think about this, we let the states that want to secede, and then we invade them, force them to become United States again, but then all the citizens who wanted to secede no longer have the rights of United States citizens because they left. But we still get all their resources and land.
Yeah. They have to apply for green cards. It would be funny.
Exactly. Wouldn't you love to see Texans have to get smuggled across the border?
Hey, but, you know, Texas, and I think it was a Louisiana, they crossed the 25,000 signature threshold to receive an official response from the Obama administration.
Well, like I said, Obama can come after them. I want to see some of these cowards beheaded. Or, you know, when's the last time we boiled somebody in oil? You know, let's boil some of these people in oil.
Let's not go crazy here, you know. But, you know, they have all these detention camps in the United States. What do you think they built them for?
Stop. Everybody shut up for a minute. Okay. Stop. Okay, we are a pacifist show. We do not agree with tar and feathering or beheading. We do not.
Or boiling in oil.
Boiling in oil. We don't do that.
But I will say that olive oil is great for the skin.
Actually.
Well, I was going to say oil's too expensive, so let's boil some of these cowards in KFC grease.
No. Because we are better people than that, Josh. We don't advocate violence of any kind.
We totally just lost control of the whole show.
They say, kill them with kindness. We'll just be kind.
Let me interject one little tiny thing. Only because my mother and my stepdad, Papa Dude, live in Texas, do I know this. But legally, Texas does have the right to secede. It's something in their thing.
Their contract.
Now, wouldn't you know Texas would?
Right? Yeah, do it during retrograde. Good job. Okay, yeah.
We do not advocate violence of any kind. Period. .. Exclamation points. With happy little hearts. Hey,
Teresa, we don't make it like killing. We make it into a reality show Running Man style.
Well, no, because then you're getting along the lines of, you know, Guantanamo Bay. And we don't want that.
But these people don't want to be part of the United States anymore.
So
what? Deserve the rights of American citizens.
They should go to Australia or Canada, where they have prime ministers.
Or England.
Yeah.
Yeah, ship them all to England.
That's the thing with free will. You get to choose what you want to do. We may not like it, you know, but, you know, that's their thing.
Here's the funny thing about what Ashley just said. Ashley just said ship them to Canada or England, both places which have social health care and are more socialistic than the America that they want to flee from.
That's just everyone's response. I keep saying they're going to move to Canada and things. I'm like, well, I would love to be like Canada. We would be so happy. Not that we're not happy anymore, but hey, yay, America. There you go.
Yay, and all of its citizens.
Yes. Yay. You guys are special.
You're awesome.
It was a good show today.
This was not the show that we expected. But here's the deal, though, guys. T and Ash and I have not been around together talking for 2 weeks, and so it's kind of like, oh, hello, we've missed you. So we had a lot of things to talk about. So I'm sorry that we did not have a guest on, but it's just like we missed each other so ever much, and we needed to just chat and hang out and have fun. So sorry.
We love our listeners.
Yes, we do. We love you very much, Ashley.
So we've just been making up for the 2 weeks that we haven't
found. Yes. Just so you know, and if you aren't aware, Thanksgiving is next week. So if you guys are thankful for anything, we would love to see it. You post it on our Sit a Spell Facebook page or on our site. I just like to see what people are thankful for, and I think it reminds everyone about what the holiday is and why we have it. So if you could just shout it out to us, that would be great.
And you know what? How about if the following week we share some of those stories?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So if you post on our Facebook site, which is Sit a Spell, yeah. Or else you can go to sitaspell.net. We promise that we will post whatever you say that you are thankful for, and we will, if you want, say your name too. So Chelsea from New York says she is super thankful that the Sit a Spell show girls are on again and so delightful.
And then the other ones will be like, I'm so thankful they talked about tar and feathering today.
And we like turkey.
Yes. Yay!
Oh yes, and Josh just said try not to swear.
So please.
Try not to swear. Because otherwise I'm going to owe even more money to that damn darn jerk.
Damn it. She's awesome, people. It could go all day.
Oh, my God. I can't win. So, you guys, thank you so much for a super... And it just has gone in so many different directions. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a fun night, so we want to thank you. And remember that you are incredibly important, incredibly special. You are perfect just the way you are. Always remember to take back your light. And be strong and know that you are loved. So have a great week, you guys. And we will see you or hear you or talk to you or whatevs next Wednesday. Same time, same place. Have a great night, you guys.
Good night.
No spells. Good night. I'm not the only one.
imagine no procession.